In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel reading this morning, something goes wrong. After enjoying so much success in their work with Jesus, the disciples experience failure. And it's interesting, when they encounter this failure, Jesus doesn't respond with words of comfort, he responds with a rebuke. These disciples cannot cast out the spirit from the boy who is troubled. And so the father takes the boy to Jesus and says they could not do it. And Jesus, we know, of course, heals the boy. But before he does that, he kind of cries out in exasperation, "Oh, you faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" Right? He's not speaking to the father. He's speaking to the disciples. Later on, the disciples come to Christ and they say, "Well, why could we not do it? Why could we not cast out the demon?" And Jesus says, this kind can only come out with prayer and fasting. In fact, many translations just say prayer. This kind can only come out with prayer. But here's the thing. Prayer's not hard, right? Prayer's not hard. And you would think the disciples of all people would be people of prayer. They lived with Jesus 24/7. You would think that some of him would rub off on them, that at a minimum they would spend some time each day in prayer, if not a lot of time. These words from Christ are critical. They are harsh. And essentially, Jesus is warning the disciples that they are in danger. They're in danger of losing their way. They are faithless, he says. But the disciples don't really hear that part. In their own mind, there has to be a reason, right? There has to be a reason for the failure. They don't hear Jesus call them faithless, but they do begin to look for excuses. Later on, as if they never heard Jesus call them faithless, they come up and they say, "Well, why could we not do it? Things have been going so well up to this point. Now things are going wrong. Someone must be to blame. It's not my fault," each of them might say. "I haven't changed. My track record as an exorcist has been pretty good up to this point. There's not been a demon that I've not been able to cast out." Peter's to blame, right? Peter is such a hothead. Peter just blurts out whatever comes to mind. Peter's so impulsive. That's beginning to get in the way, I think. Or maybe it's those sons of thunder, James and John. You know, James and John, they are total control freaks. They always want to be in charge. They're so dramatic, so over the top. They need to learn to be team players. Or you know what? Maybe it's Thomas. Maybe Thomas is the one messing things up. Maybe he's just not cut out for this line of work. Thomas, poor Thomas, is someone who always gets in his own way. Can never make up his mind. Always overthinking. We need to be disciples of action. And Thomas just too often lives up in his head. Or maybe it's James, the brother of Jesus, the other James. He's so high and mighty, so condescending, always quoting Moses and the prophets at everyone. I know, it's Matthew. Matthew, when we are honest, Matthew is really creeping people out. All the folks around here remember Matthew from his tax collecting days. He scares people. They don't like him. That's bad for business. We really ought to keep Matthew out of view. Speaking of bad for business, that Judas Iscariot is nothing but a thug. No doubt he's responsible for these recent problems. You know, until you cough up a donation, Judas won't even let you near to Christ. And certainly what is true of the disciples is true for us. This is a common story. We all recognize ourselves. when things go bad, we don't look inside, we look outside. We look to make excuses. We begin to explain to whoever will listen that things have gotten complicated and there are 100 reasons for the breakdown. Something, or perhaps someone out there, is to blame. This reminds me of a wonderful story that's oftentimes told by Father Joseph Honeycutt. Father Joseph is a priest in the Antiochian Archdiocese, and he is at present the rector of a parish in Texas. And he tells the story often of a young man who used to be, he was a member of the church. He, in fact, was the son of a priest. And in his young adulthood, in his early adult years, this young man decided to leave the church. He had seen too much parish politics, too much pressure, too much in his own parents' marriage. And he decided, because of the scandal and the politics, to leave the church. Well, he was in college and he had a friend of his nearby, and they saw an advertisement of a monk from Mount Athos visiting, nearby at least, the town where he was going to college. And this Athenite monk was going to be available to speak to those who wanted to come and visit. So he and his friend take the drive, and they wait all day, and they don't get a chance to speak to the monk until the very end of the day when they are ushered in. And the young man is telling this story to other youth at a youth camp. And he says the moment that they walk into the door, the moment they are seen by this monk, the monk says, "Following the way of Christ is easy. But we make it hard because we don't want to." Following the way of Christ is easy, but we make it hard because we don't want to. And this young man, in telling the story, related that that was a moment of insight and clarity and grace for him. He had spent too long blaming politics, blaming scandal, blaming parish life for the reasons that he was not in the church, when he realized that all along it's because he didn't want to be there. And for him, that gave him the reason to change, to reacquire once again that desire to be there and not to blame everything else around him. Brothers and sisters, the way of Jesus Christ is not a complicated affair, even though we think it has to be. Remember that in Holy Scripture, we are commanded to become like children, to be embraced by Christ, to embrace Christ back. We are not commanded to acquire and to earn PhDs in theology. We are not required to memorize the typikon and all the rules for conducting worship, but to become like children. The constant message throughout Holy Scripture is that God's love is a haven. It's a harbor for the storm-tossed. God's love is a comfort, is a sure guide. It's an anchor. God's love is the one simple thing in life. Think of what we hear from Scripture, from King David in the Psalms. "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken." Or from the prophet Isaiah, 40th chapter. "Have you not known and have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. He does not grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and grow weary. Young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Or from our Lord himself in Matthew's gospel. He says to all of us, "Come to me, all you who labor, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Following the way of Christ is easy, but we make it hard because we don't want to. Prayer is not hard. We don't pray because we don't want to. We make excuses and create the illusion that prayer is hard. Forgiving our neighbor, not hard. We don't forgive because we don't want to. And we make excuses and we create the illusion that forgiveness is beyond our ability. Coming to church, coming to confession, coming to communion, participating in the services, these are the sweet and easy things in life. We don't do them because we don't want to. We make excuses for ourselves and we create the illusion that life is too busy, or the priest is too unreasonable, or I don't have enough time, or I'm too set in my ways, or even just simply that I was born this way. Following the way of Christ is easy. We just make it hard because we don't want to. You know, in the case of the disciples, we know that they continue to make excuses. This goes on for a little bit longer in Scripture. They continue to follow other pathways. They continue to neglect the way of Christ. And this happens until they finally see their master beaten, killed. It is not until Jesus is on the cross and in the tomb that the disciples finally start to get it. It's then they begin to understand. It's then that they begin to see the power of Christ's love. His love for his sheep was so strong and so pure, so life-giving, that not even the threat of that humiliating and excruciating death, not even that could overcome his desire to love every person and everything in this world. Life is hard. Life is hard, but the way of Christ is easy. Life is hard, but when there's someone there to hold your hand, all fear is gone. When the disciples finally got it, when they finally understood the depth and power of Christ's love, they couldn't help but love each other, and they couldn't help but love the world right back. Love strengthens the weary. And once they chose to follow the way of Christ, those apostles changed the world. They're the reason that we're here today. Love, God's love, the love of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, shared among them for all eternity and now shared with us. Shared with us in all of creation. Love changes everything. Love ennobles the lowly. Strengthens the weary. Love picks up those who are bowed down. Brothers and sisters, we don't know why. Love just is the one true mystery. But that love is offered to us freely by God, all times and in all places. Most especially here this morning, in this celebration of the Eucharistic victory of life over death, our Lord once again is present in his church, offering himself to the Father in love for your sake and for mine, sheep who are precious in the sight of our good shepherd. And we are invited to enter with Christ once again into the mystical sacrifice. We are invited by our Lord to unite ourselves to him, to unite ourselves to one another, as he offers himself in love on behalf of all and for all. If we have forgotten that the way of Christ is easy, if we have forgotten the delicious freedom of divine love, we are tired of clutching our excuses. If we are weak and heavy laden, and the Lord this morning calls us to draw near in faith and love. He calls us to learn from him, for his heart and his way, they are gentle. But ultimately, he calls us so that he might love us. And it is his love that turns our crosses, and we do have crosses. It's his love that turns our crosses into yokes that are light and easy. With Christ at our side, even a cross can become a bed of rest. Amen.